Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Now, yesterday we picked our Indigenous starting 13. As you heard me saying yesterday, I thought it was going to have to be a pick your 17. Unfortunately, it was just a 13. So, made it really hard because I had to leave a lot of talent out of that side. And I'm assuming today it'll be the same for the Maori team. Obviously, a lot of ability in the forwards for the Maori boys, whereas the Indigenous guys, you know, there was just a host of unbelievable superstars that missed out on their back line, but then their forward back was a bit weaker. So, it's going to be really interesting. Now, one thing that I mentioned yesterday, one option I said was Kalyn Ponga. Of course, Kalyn Ponga is not available for this game. He's going to be pushing it to make round one, so that's one big loss for the Maori side. He is normally massive for them, but there is still a host of excellent talents available here, so I haven't had a look at the squads yet. Same thing as yesterday, I'm going to go through each position live with you guys and pick my side. As I said, I haven't had a look at them, so let's dive into it. Fullback, your options for the Maori team. You got Dallin with Tenny Zalesniak, Chance Nicol-Klokstad, and Bailey Simonson. For me, it has to be DWZ or Chance. I'd probably go Chance, personally. I think you can probably pick Dallin somewhere else. I might come back and change this one, but for now, I'm going to pick Chance Nicol-Klokstad as my fullback. Wingers, the option for left wing. You got Remus Smith, Dane Gagai. Yeah, see, Dane Gagai is available in both of them. That's interesting. Jordan Rapana, Bailey Simonson, Patrick Herbert, Dallin Watene Zalesniak. For me, does Jordan Rapana play on the left side? Isn't he normally a right side winger? That's interesting. Is he available on the right as well? Yep, cool. Okay, so I'll leave Jordan Rapana out of this one. So for me, left wing, if Gagai's available, I'd probably go him, but I think I'm going to go Dallin Watene Zalesniak. I think he's too good to leave out of this side, so I'd probably have him on the left wing. Left centre to partner Dallin. You got Isan Masters, Dean Vare, Joey Manu, Jackson Ferris, Patrick Herbert, Dylan Walker. For this position, I think I'd have Joseph Manu on the right-hand side, so I think I'd probably go Isan. His defence worries me a little bit. I think I'd probably go Dylan Walker here. He'll be looking to bounce back next year, a guy that cops a lot of shit, but I'm a big believer in him as a footballer. He can play. And right centre, I would have to go Joey Manu from the Sydney Roosters. On the right wing, I think I would go Jordan Rapana. So that means I'm leaving out Remus Smith, Bailey Simonson, and Patrick Herbert. Yeah, I'd go Jordan Rapana on the right wing. 5'8", the options are Jerome Hughes, Jerome Luai, Dylan Walker. I've obviously got Dylan Walker in the centres, so it's Hughesy and Jerome Luai. Just checking who the halfbacks are, Hughes and Luai again. Okay, so obviously my 5'8 would be Jerome Luai, and to partner him, I'd have Jerome Hughes at 7 off the back of his premiership win in 2020. I'm really looking forward to seeing those halves line up. Obviously, two guys that played each other in the grand final. Really exciting. Forwards. Now, there's a lot more options here than what we had for the Indigenous side. Now, forwards. In the front row, you've got James Fisher-Harris, Tet Tavanu, Jared Rea-Hargraves, Jesse Bromwich, Russell Packer, James Tamo. Wow. It's going to be some talented guys that miss out here. For me, Jared Rea-Hargraves, I have to pick him. And then the other front row spot would be James Fisher-Harris or Jesse Bromwich to start. I think I'd probably go with the experience of Jesse Bromwich there, to be honest with you. But so at the moment, I've got James Fisher-Harris and James Tamu as guys that have missed out. Hooker, you've got Jeremy Marshall King or Brandon Smith. You have to go Brandon Smith there. Second row, Jordan Rickey, Corey Harawira-Naera, Joey Tapanay, Britton Nakora, Kenny Bromwich, or Kevin Proctor. Wow. Some seriously good options here. This is tough. I'm just having a look at the options for lock as well. You've got Nakora, Kevin Proctor, and Joey Tapanay. Joey Tapanay will be my lock, and then I've got to pick two more second rowers. You've got Jordan Rickey, Harawira-Naera, Tapanay, Britton Nakora, Kenny Bromwich, Kevin Proctor. I think my left side, I would have to go with Kenny Bromwich off his season for the Melbourne Storm. He was sensational. And on the right side, comes down to Jordan Rickey, Harawira-Naera, or Nakora for me. Kevin Proctor as well there. I'm actually going to back in Harawira-Naera here. I think he's going to have a really big season for Canberra. I'm excited to see where he goes in 2021. I think it might be a bit of a breakout for him, but Jordan Rickey's hard to leave out. So is Britton Nakora. I could have CHN or I could have Jordan Rickey here. Whichever one doesn't make the side, they'd definitely be on the bench for me. Okay, hit vote. Okay, so my Maori All-Stars team, fullback Chance Nickel-Clockstead. On the left wing, I'd have Dallin Mutenis-Lesniak. Left centre, I'd have Dylan Walker. Right centre, I'd have Joey Manu. Right wing, I'd have Jordan Rapana. 5'8", they've had Jerome Luai. Halfback, Jerome Hughes. Up front, Jared Rea-Hargraves and Jesse Bromwich. I'd have the Cheese at hooker, Brandon Smith. Then in the second row on the left side, Kenny Bromwich. On the right side, Corey Harawira-Naera. And I'd have Joey Tapanay locking the scrum. Jeez, it's going to be one hell of a game. Kalen Ponga being out for the Maori side, that really does sting them. As I said earlier, I mean, the Maori team, they just have a plethora of forwards. Like, there's guys that have missed out on the Maori side that I think would walk into the Indigenous side. And then there's guys in the backs for the Indigenous side who have missed out that I think would walk into the Maori side. So it's going to be a really interesting clash. The thing I love about this game is that, like, there's no form to it. It's all just pride and passion, which is what rugby league is built on. Really excited for this one. For me, considering the superstars in key positions, I think I would probably have to go the Indigenous side. I think Kalen Ponga is a massive loss for the Maori team. But, geez, this forward pack, it's going to be hard to go head-to-head with them, of course. It's going to be a game full of highlights, and I cannot wait for this one. I'm just trying to find a date when it is. Okay, so this game is on the 20th of February, so it's not that far away. It's just over a month away, so really exciting there, guys. Cannot wait for this clash between the Indigenous All-Stars and the Maori side from Townsville. Yeah, that'll be sensational. Great little stadium up there.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.